This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I do want you part of the conversation. Always. I want you part of the conversation. And whether you're doing it up in the chat room, I'll wait till you get there. you want to head up to therealside.com. We have a live chat room. You can watch live, listen live, take the polls. A lot you can do up there, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time you're engaged. Head over to Facebook. We have a live feed going there as well. You know, obviously, if you have a live feed going on there, then there's people speaking there or talking. I guess they're, what are they, pseudo-blogging? I don't even know what to call it. What's that?
Conversing.
Yeah, there you go. I can live with that. They're conversing. Anyway, head up there. Let us know what you think about the show, think about the topics, that kind of stuff. And I do appreciate those of you that come out every single night and enjoy the show. And enjoy, well, I enjoy you guys, too. I really have a good time when you guys run here and having fun in the chat room as well. Okay, so David Beagle's going to join us after the first break. And David's pretty much a regular on the show. And he, I know he's got a lot to say about what's taken place the last few days with President Trump, along with the unemployment numbers. Now, I haven't been on the unemployment numbers for a long time, so I have a clue as to how they move, what's going on with them, what they mean. I don't just use the regular numbers, too. You know, if you go look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they've got several places that you can, and it's not, they're not boring numbers. You don't have to get so dry about them that you can't stand there, you're going to fall asleep while you're reading them. But they have numbers there, like the U6 numbers. Those are people that actually have given up on looking. They can work, there's no health issues, but they can't find a job. They haven't been able to find a job in their industry, and they've run out of unemployment money. They can't get on disability, so they've moved over to the U6 numbers, which means they're healthy. They are able to work. They are obviously not willing to work. So you've got to look at those numbers as well and really pull them together. Otherwise, we're just doing what we accuse the left of doing. We're lying. We're playing games with numbers, and we just shouldn't do that, period. Okay, you know what's... We've got to be fair and honest. We scream that we're the fair and honest ones. We actually have to be the fair and honest ones. So we're going to talk a little bit about Zuckerberg. I'm not saying that again because, you know, he's like Beetlejuice. You say him three times, you say his name three times, and the FBI police are all over you. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Facebook is shutting down some hate speech pages. Now, I only touched on this the other night. I didn't go into it. But there was an artist who had a, you know, I mean, it's okay to put, excuse me if you got little ones in the car, F Trump, right? Those pictures go up all over Facebook. You can have pictures of them protesting F Trump up all over Facebook. Those are okay. You don't see those pulled down. You don't even see them blurred out in most cases, right? Well, an artist who does this kind of stuff all over the place put up one ahead, F. Zuck 2020, right? And the F was a middle finger. And they were hung all over, you know, California, different cities. And he's a conservative street artist, and he's known for, you know, skewering people, you know, the liberal politics or liberal politicos, And Facebook now calls it hate speech. And not only did they pull down the pictures, they shut his site down, shut his page down. Now, the notice comes just days after the artist known as Sabo attacked Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg with posters disparaging him, his alleged presidential aspirations. Every time the posters read it, I don't want to keep going over them. And the symbol after the F was the middle finger. Because we see that all over the place, but usually with Trump, right? And that seems to be okay. This is why I said to you, I got an argument with somebody I thought was a friend the other night about hate speech. Who decides what hate speech is? So, you know, maybe that's what we should do. Maybe I should put this up and ask that same person, why is this not okay, but F Trump is okay? F the president is okay, but F Zuckerberg is not. I'm just curious. So he went to his page, and all of a sudden it was a sign-up. Said, your page has been unpublished for using hate speech. Don't you love that? Now, again, just so we're clear about this, they have a right to do that. Okay, this is, I know some of you on the right are arguing about free speech and all this stuff. It doesn't work that way, people. They have a right to do that. Some of you on the right got all upset when eHarmony was forced, and I mean forced, to put up a gay page. And when I say that, they did not have a portal for gays and lesbians. It was traditional male-female relationships. That's what eHarmony was for. Christian guy started it. And the courts forced a private company, right, to put up those pages. So it's interesting how this gets surgically played with, if you would. Facebook, also a private company, has decided to pull down these pages. Pull down pages where people are exercising free speech, and that seems to be okay. See, in my mind's eye, when you come to eHarmony, if you didn't like the company, you didn't want to do business with them, then go do business with a page that more fits the people you're looking for. Like our buddy that has Trump singles. You know, he didn't put that page up for Hillary lovers. I guarantee you there are not people on that page looking for dates. Oh, yeah. Looking for dates that are working with Hillary people. Anyway, David Bigo joins me after the break. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. David's going to talk about labor here in America.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff going on up there. And I make life easy for you. I can't make it any easier for you to get the show. If you head up to the website and you go to the store for free for Zippo Niente, you can go in there and you can get the, if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can get the app that we had done. It's a custom app, so you can listen to the show, and while you're listening, you can text, you can call right from the app. There's so much you can do right from the application. Now, here's a hint. If you pull it down and you don't like it, you can take it off. So it's not the end of the world. Won't kill you. Get the app. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's bring David Bigo on, the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, how he fought and won the SEIU and met this guy a few years back. David, I don't even know where I met you. Was it at CPAC?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yep. Yeah, I met him at CPAC and interviewed him there, and then I was just so impressed. He's one of the few guys that you talk to that had their own businesses that were willing to spend their own money to push back on a union, to fight the union, but not because he just didn't like the union, but because he didn't believe that the union was doing the right thing for his employees. Anyway, David, again, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, thanks for having me on, and I want to emphasize what you said. I'm not anti-union. I think one time unions did great things for this country and the people, but unfortunately a lot of them have lost their way.
Yes, and you know what? I hear that from union members I know that feel like but they have no choice in the matter. They have to be part of or else, and especially in California, I know you're very aware with the California Teachers Association or union and what the power that they have in this state.
Well, not only them, but the SEIU, the union that I fought. And I don't know if you and your listeners know, but the SEIU got California to pass a law here a few weeks ago that allows or forces businesses in California to provide employees personal information and home addresses and things like that to the union so they can go out and intimidate them and force unionize them.
Yeah. You'll notice there's no surprise in my voice. Right? I mean, the Democrats have total control of the state. They're running like a bunch of unfettered kids, and I mean that sincerely. I mean, they are just doing anything they darn well please because they believe that whatever thought process or whatever image that they have between their two ears is true and righteous and needs to be carried out no matter what the people think, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and what people don't realize and what these people won't admit. This isn't about the people. They don't care about the people. They don't care about the union members. This is all about the union dues, the money that the union bosses put in their pocket and that they donate to the Democratic Party.
I'm sure management, if you look at what management was living in, kind of houses, the cars that they were driving for real when they're around you, when they're in your area, I am sure they're not driving that, 1979 Toyota Corolla that you... that the rank and file is using. You know what I'm saying? These guys are amazing.
Yeah, it's sad because and union members, all over the country have read my books and sent me their stories of being abused by the union bosses, and they don't like their dues money going to politics that they don't agree with and believe in, and that's why Trump won the election last year, to be honest with you, because a lot of the blue collar workers and that. They're tired of the union bosses and their agenda.
Well, we had a bit of a win with the union down in I guess it was Mississippi, with the UAW.
Yep.
And they rejected the union. But this isn't the first time they've tried, and they're going to keep trying, aren't they?
Well, they are, because the unions are in a death spiral, and they're desperate. And they're going to go anywhere they can and try and unionize people and, in many cases, they start out, just like they've done in the South, and trying to force card check, like the SEIU did with me, by signing a neutrality agreement and taking away employees' rights to a secret ballot election and going to card check, where they get a bare majority of union members or employees to sign a union card, and they're automatically union. And I give Nissan credit and some of the other automakers down in the South credit. They've stood up to this and said no, just like we said no. And it's forced the UAW to go to an election process, and they got killed. I mean, they were outvoted 2-1.
Wow. 2-1. That's not a squeak by either.
No, not at all. And, of course, the UAW, and a lot of this is...
Wait a minute. Don't say it. Unfair labor practices. They feel like Nissan probably broke the law. Maybe they took out an ad. I don't know. I'm sure there's something, right?
They said things they shouldn't and showed videos they shouldn't and all that kind of stuff. And during the Obama administration, they would have had a chance to have the National Labor Relations Board come in and, you know, go through this and reject the election and go back through it again and all that. But under the Trump administration, that's not going to happen because, you know, slowly that's being switched over. The National Labor Relations Board is being switched to a conservative board.
Well, I you know what? It can't be soon enough. And then he needs to switch it, and he needs to walk away from it. He's got to get his hands out of the stuff once it gets rolling.
Well, that's right. That's right. But he is making changes behind the scenes. You know, he Khan the other day was approved, and he's got one more that needs to be approved, and they'll have a majority on the National Labor Relations Board. But one of the things that I think he needs to do, and I've, you know, I wrote a blog about this a year or so ago, is that back in 1962, President Kennedy wrote an executive order that allowed public workers, you know, in the federal government, state governments and that, to be unionized. And even Roosevelt didn't agree with that. And I think that Trump, he ought to go back and he ought to write an executive order eliminating Kennedy's executive order. And you'd see a mass reduction in the union problems throughout the federal government.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree with you, and I think this thing needs to be, if people, just so people are clear, if workers want to be unionized, they honestly want to be unionized, and it's an honest grassroots push to make it happen, then neither you or I are opposed to that, correct?
No, that's exactly right, and I've seen them, I've competed against companies in my businesses across the country that don't treat people right and don't do the right things. They're not very good people, and they deserve to be unionized. But the problem is that the unions, you know, especially the big ones like, you know, the SEIU and the AFL-CIO and that, their whole goal is not taking care of the membership. It's growing the membership so they have more union dues for their own pockets and their political agenda. So it's all about the money. It's not about the members, and that's the sad part.
We got to roll. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. David Vigo joins me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You're taking the time to tune in, which is a big deal. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for my email blast that comes out once a week. And isn't that hard, people? You don't have to, you know, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to go in there and sign up for it. Anyway, David Bigo joins me, as he does from time to time on the show, and I always appreciate his insight as to what's going on. He's also the author of Devil at Our Doorstep. It's about his fight, his battle with the SEIU, how he used his own money, and he beat them at their own game. And not because he didn't want the union, but because, in this case, the union was not going to be the best for his employees. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it.
Well, all right. So, you know, we're looking at the labor numbers. In the last few weeks especially, they've been better than people thought they were going to be. We'll have new numbers, I think, tomorrow morning or Friday morning. Where is the economy going? Because you have a business. Where is the economy going in your mind? Does it look like it's getting better for real? You know, we've had the economy look like it was getting better because the feds were propping up the stock market. But, I mean, do you see things turning around with the businesses that you're working for and yours?
Well, I think it's, at this point, it's fairly stable. We're seeing a little bit of an increase. Not what people would want you to believe. We are seeing companies across the country, you know, reducing their cost in areas and trying to do things to improve their profitability. You know, there's, especially in the retail businesses, there's a lot of companies out there that are really struggling. So I don't think that the economy is as good as what people think. But on the other side is that all businesses, and whether it's in, you know, we, our biggest company is a cleaning company, but we have a supply company, we got a manufacturing company, and we're seeing this all across the country is finding employees. because there's still so many entitlement programs out there that there's still a big percentage of the people that don't even want to go to work. They're living off of the entitlement programs in this country, which is costing this government a lot of money, and it's keeping businesses from bringing on people and growing.
Yeah, I'm a lot of this, a lot of what I see is happening, especially with people who aren't, they've been home for so long. They've been not working for so long. I can see where, you know, you're going to hang out. I'm making enough money to pay the bills. I'm getting money from that government to pay my bills for the moment. I'm going to hang out for that 8-track repairman job again that I just gave up. So it's got to be tough for them. And then a lot of those people went on disability. I don't know if you were aware of that when you were following the numbers like I were, but people, just before they ran out of unemployment, they shifted over to disability, and you can hang out there until the day you die.
Yeah, people are playing the game on all types of things. I don't know if I've told you this on your show before, but I have a good friend. He's a black gentleman, and he started his own electrical company, I don't know, maybe 12, 14 years ago. And about a year ago, I had him back out to my house to do some work, and it was on a Saturday morning, and I'm standing, actually the work was out in the garage, and he was, I'm standing there talking to him, and he got irate. He says, "Dave, I am so tired of what's going on in this country, and people on unemployment and, you know, entitlement programs and that." And I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "I can't find people that want to be electricians." He says, "I've got a friend who's black. He's married. He's got 5 kids, and his wife and he don't live together. His wife lives by herself with the kids, so she gets aid for dependent children and, you know, housing stuff and food stamps and all that kind of stuff. And he goes around and applies for jobs all the time, and he won't accept jobs. He won't work for me. And then he goes files for unemployment, and he gets unemployment all the time. And between the two of them, they don't need to work." And he says, "Dave, this is crazy stuff." And unfortunately, that's what's going on in this country.
You know, people don't believe that that's happening, though. I've had conversations with what I believe are some pretty smart people who have said to me, you can't take for granted. You can't just decide that these people don't want to work. And I'm saying, it's not that I'm deciding they don't want to work. First off, they moved into that U6 position at the labor statistics. They've moved over there because they didn't have any hope. They didn't see any chance of getting the job they want, the job they needed to be able to pay their families. But then what ends up happening is they're, like I said, they're there. It's like, okay, I could take a chance to take a job, but once I come off this disability, I'm done. I can't go back on again. That's got to be a scary place to be. Look, I'm not saying all these people are slouches, but you know as well as I do, once you get in a rut, once you get in that groove, so to speak, you get very comfortable. I go from feeding my family or gambling and not being able to feed my family. You think I'm way off on this?
No, and that's what's going on in this country, and it's sad. We need to put people in a position that they get out and they work and they use their skills and ability and perseverance and, you know, hard work and all that to move forward. And you know, I've heard so many people talk about, you know, their past. I saw the guy the other day. He says, you know, I used to live out on a farm with my dad, and I also did part-time work someplace else and that. And, you know, I worked myself up. And this guy, he became, he's actually a state senator here in Indiana. And he got into the police force and worked his way up through that and was actually at the top of the state police here in Indiana. And he says, you know, "And I still have my own farm and farm stuff and do things like that." And he says, "That's the way it should be. People need to go out and work hard and persevere." And I said, "I agree with you. You're 100% right."
Well, and not that the newer generation isn't taught that, but they're not doing it. But that's what we were taught to do. If you need more money, go out and get a second job, right? If you need a few more bucks, you go out and get some odd jobs, right?
Right, that's exactly right, and that's what this guy did, moved his way up, and, you know, it was really interesting talking to him and how he came up, you know, on the family farm and went out and did other odd jobs and got into the police force and all that. It's, you know, people have to understand that you can't have things given to you. You have to go out and work hard and use your abilities to move up in life. And that's what we have to work on. It doesn't matter what your background is or race or religion or anything like that. It's about everybody personally moving themselves forward.
Yeah, I love this stuff because there was a story the other day that came out where a millionaire was speaking to millennials and was saying, look, you cannot spend the money you're spending and whine about not being able to buy your first house or not being able to be self-sufficient financially. You know, you're buying $4 cups of coffee five times a day. You're buying, you know, these I don't know, freaky little meals with avocado toast and, you know, $19 a loaf or whatever it is. Craziness. But yet they still want to complain and talk about how they can't afford to move out of their mommy and daddy's house. The major disconnect there, isn't there?
Oh, there absolutely is. And, you know, I mean, every generation's gone through it. You know, you go back to my generation and that, and we had our people and our problems too. But this has moved so far forward, and it's being propagated by the left because they're getting into people's ears and saying, you know, you should be taken care of. You should get this free, and you ought to get this free and everything, you know. And they've been doing this for years, and they're doing it in our educational facilities across the country, in colleges and high schools and that. And, you know, these kids are coming out of school thinking, oh, you know, I need to be taken care of.
And they are. I'm telling you, you know, look, I was kind of joking. I was really sounding like an old man here a little while ago, and I was saying, you know, think about something. The parents that buy these kids iPhones when they're in high school, they're putting them on plans. They're buying them expensive sneakers and other, you know, other little trinkets and whatever you want to call them. But you and I, and not that our parents were better, but they wouldn't have done that first. They would have looked at you and said, how much? Well, 3 weeks. If you save your paycheck, you can go buy one now, can't you?
Yeah, go get a job. You know. I mean, when my first job, and this is back in the days where you didn't pump your old gas, you know, where you had attendants pump gas for you. My first job was pumping gas into cars. And, you know, I was making hardly anything, but I did that. And then I worked over in at a lumber company. I mean, I had two or three jobs, and I was still in high school and going into college. But I did it so I'd have money to go do things I do, and I learned a lot. I learned about hard work, and, you know, I learned a lot of things.
How about that's working with others, right? You learned how to work with others, too. You don't know how to do that. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. David Bigo joins me, as he does from time to time. He'll be back with us on the other side of the break. Hopefully you will, too.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order should ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I know you could be listening to a gazillion other shows, but you've chosen this one. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Always a pleasure. You know, check it out, because it's all the labels the left has laid on you. You don't need to accept them. I'm not going to accept them, and I'm going to let you know why I don't. Anyway, guess who joins me now? Come on, take it now. You're a little slow tonight. David Vigo joins me, as he does from time to time, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won the SEIU, and his employees still have a wonderful place to work. Actually, probably a better place to work, I'll say it. He didn't have to, than if the union had come in to play. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks. And You know, based on that, what you just said about that, I got to tell you a couple things real quick. We have had, and I won't say the name of the company, but one of the major cleaning companies in the country, it's a publicly traded company, that has been attacking us and going after our business, and they've been coming in and underbidding us, going after our customers by 20% or so. And we lost a big school system back in December and to this company, and we just when they went in, they tried to hire employees, and they were going to pay them $3 less an hour than what we were paying. And they couldn't keep people, and nobody wanted to work for them. We just got most of that business back. But this type of thing is going on across the country, and it's sad that we have businesses that do that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know what? You and I have talked about this in the past, and I've always said the same thing to you, which is when something is bad, when something's wrong at the workplace, there are some of those businesses that you're not going to straighten out with a state law, local law, whatever. The union, they deserve to have the union in there because they're not willing to treat their people right.
I have to tell you this, though. This particular company, they're organized by the SEIU.
Oh, God. Well, you know what? With this whole push for the $15 an hour, pay for these, entry-level workers, I'll put it that way, it was hilarious that who was the only group who was looking to be exempt from the $15 an hour? Do you remember?
The SEIU, they wanted exempted out of their contracts when they were negotiating contracts with the businesses.
I thought that was great. I was like, wait a minute, if it's so good, so right, so righteous, why don't you want it for your children? Why do you want it for your employees or what have you? I just thought that was hilarious.
Well, again, it comes back to the union dues. They want the unionized people to get the dues money. It isn't that they care about the members, and that's the sad thing about it.
All right, so we were going to talk a little bit during the break about President Trump and what he's doing to help out, to help businesses all around. Because, some people are out there right now saying, well, it's really not Donald Trump. It's the policies that ex-President Obama put in place. And, they're coming into fruition now. Money's loosening up. And these positive things happening are all happening because of His Highness that used to be in office there. But that's not true. You and I both know that it's because Trump is turning around, turning back some of these regulations, heavy-handed regulations that Obama put on businesses. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, the stock markets and the banking industry, reversing Dodd-Frank and that. And he has been on a path where he's cutting regulations, two for every one that's created. And, he's doing it with the National Labor Relations Board. He's doing it with business agreements and government policies that people have to or businesses have to go through if they want to, start a new business or do a certain job or something like that. It's got to be approved by the federal government and then, state regulations and all that kind of stuff. And they're paring all those things back so that they can start these things much faster. I think I was reading one thing, and I'm trying to remember exactly, but down the street from Trump Tower, you have the what's the old tower in New York? The
The Eiffel Tower. I'm not the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower. The Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building. Yeah. Back in the day, it took about 11 months to build. Today, they project something like that will take about 8 to 10 years to build because it takes 5 or 6 years just to get through all the regulations first.
Oh yeah.
And that's crazy when you think about it, because that hurts jobs, that hurts the economy, keeps businesses from moving forward and stuff like that. And Trump is really going after these things. And, he's been through that because he's been in the real estate industry, and he knows what it's all about. And it's not just true in the real estate industry. It's all across business in this country.
I think somebody was saying it took 7 or 8 federal agencies alone to get the permit for those, and you have to hand carry to each one. So I'm thinking to myself, in today's world, with electronics and everything else that's going on. You would think this could be done electronically. You think these guys could work on this together, and it could be, you know, done in tandem, or you know, just hitting one to the other the way it's supposed to. And that's how government works, right? Slow.
Well, that's, it's sad, and but he's doing a lot of things out there. You know, it's like the Keystone Pipeline. He's approved that, which will create jobs out there and move business along, and it's making us more energy independent. And I mean, there's so many things that he's doing that's helping business right now behind the scenes that the mainstream media won't talk to you about.
Now, David, and one of the things that's not in the news every day, and I read bits and pieces, but I don't understand, is the coal industry. Now, some people are saying it really will never come back.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was just good. That was one of my next ones. Go ahead.
I'm not familiar enough with it. They say, look, it'll never come back. You know, too many of those mines and pits are closed down. And I don't explain to us, will it come back? Can it come back to a degree? Will it help some of these smaller cities, towns across the country come back to life again?
I think it could come back. I think it can be a part. Will it be as big as it ever used to be? No. And you got to understand, Indiana, where I live, we have some big coal mining plants here and that. And, of course, you know, out in Pennsylvania and that, they have a lot that have been closed down. But, you know, they're getting more efficient, and if they don't have to put up with so many regulations and stuff that, they have the ability to go out and produce energy, and it will make a difference. And not only that, what that does is when you have competition, whether it's between coal and natural gas or whatever it may be, it makes everybody be more efficient, and it reduces the cost of living for people, and that's the good thing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and the coal of today, of the 2010s, if you would, is nothing like the coal the way it was mined and the safety that took place in the 50s and 60s, correct?
Well, that's exactly right, and you know, the companies today, they know they need to you know, set it up so that their workers are safe and things are safe, and then when they use coal, that from an environmental protection standpoint, that you know, everything is cleaned out before it goes to the air, so that we're not polluting our environment and stuff like that, and all that stuff can be done. You just have to allow people the opportunity to do it and not put so many regulations on them they can't move forward.
Yeah, it's kind of a slap in the face when they come to business owners like ourselves and say, hey, you have to do this, you have to do that, because we don't want you polluting the air. And a lot of the guys that I know were already doing similar things because they, you know, you
right.
just don't dump, you know, paint and chemicals into the sewer drain. A lot of us didn't do that. That's not how we operated. But it's almost like the government, especially here in California, we know everything that's better for you, and we're going to tell you what and how to do it, and you'll have to do it our way, or we're going to fine you to the point where you'll probably be gone, which is just crazy. I think it's crazy.
Well, it is crazy, and, you know, a lot of these people in the government and on the far left, they don't know how to operate and be successful in a free market system. Their way of being successful is controlling everybody, and that's what they're trying to do. And what they don't understand is, like what's going on in California with your debt and some other states, you know, Illinois is in big trouble. You know, when you start controlling everything, you're going to put yourself in a position where you're going to fall off the ladder. And what they need to do is go back and do things to, you know, improve the free market and help the free market really generate jobs and, you know, and help the economy.
Well, David, thanks for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you've spent with me. Where do they find Devil at Our Doorstep?
They go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com, and they can read my blogs and get a copy of my book at a discount.
Well, we'll have to have you. You know, at some point in time, I want to talk to you about, we're up against it, but I want to talk to you about, you know, new businesses. Are people, do you think, and maybe this is a piece you write, I want to know what you think about starting new businesses today. Should people wait, or should they jump on the bandwagon now? But we're going to talk about that next time, because I never hear anybody talking about, you know, stepping out and starting your own business. David, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me. God bless, buddy.
Well, thanks. God bless to you, too. Take care.
Yep. You know, you're listening to Real Estate on GCN Live, and I always love some of the guests I have, some of the people that come on like him, that I have a good time with. Because they're not looking for anything more than to get the message out. There's no ulterior motive there. They're here because they love what they're doing. And you got to pick up David's book, Devil at Our Doorstep. It's a thicker read than my stuff, but it's worth the read. And you'll see how he fought them. And he won, and he beat them playing their own game, which is the best way to do it. Because then they start scratching their head going, huh? What? Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. College campus crazies next hour. You don't want to miss that.